My People Pleasing by Tony Wise. When I was a young child, I never felt secure, confident, or accepted. These insecurities gave the enemy an opening into my heart. He planted the lie in my mind that if I were perfect, I would be loved. Perfection and every task and responsibility set before me became my obsession. From school to sports and hobbies, basically anything I did, I had to be perfect. When I look back, I can see that my efforts were a waste of time. The enemy's plan was quite insidious, because he knew I could never be perfect. Only God is perfect. By striving for perfection, I would ultimately fall short and feel rejection. The enemy drove me to failure, so that I would look for other means of satisfying my longing to feel accepted, included, and secured. He accomplished his mission. I failed. Being the good, quiet one in the family was not working for me anymore, so I decided to rebel. At the age of 12, I began sneaking Scotch whiskey from my parents' liquor cabinet. Alcohol use was the beginning of my demise, which ultimately led to the death of my child through abortion. My poor consequences were a result of my poor choices. My striving for acceptance from all the wrong people would lead me to use drugs and sex to fill the void in my heart, which I would later discover would only be filled by a relationship with Jesus. I had no restraint. My conscience was slowly becoming numb as I failed to use sound judgment. Over time, I barely felt conviction for sin. I wanted to protect my parents from disappointment, so I kept all of this a secret. My fear of rejection was stronger than anything else in my life. As a result, I became a people pleaser. I would do anything to be loved and accepted. I would allow others to use me, and I used others to fulfill my desires. Heartbroken from my wound of rejection, I hungered for love, leaving the door open to accept abuse from others. I believed that I was not a person of value. I was easily manipulated and controlled by those closest to me because I had no boundaries. I had no self-respect, so others didn't respect me either. I felt used, abused, unloved, and worthless. During my teenage years, all of those unresolved emotions led me into a deep depression. When I entered into college, I was no longer restricted and restrained by my parents' rules. I would drink alcohol to the point of abusing myself. I hated who I had become so much so that I wanted to hurt myself. One day in my dorm room, I actually kicked out the small window by my bed. Thank God I was wearing cowboy boots at the time, or else I would have badly cut or broken my foot. I was like a walking volcano. My excessive drinking led to fits of rage, where hot lava came spewing from within my inner darkness, and I had no control over who was going to receive that hot mess. Afterwards, I would feel so much shame and guilt over my actions. I felt like I was in a living hell, but I didn't know what to do to stop the destructive cycle. I could never say no to anyone because I didn't want to disappoint people. I just wanted to be loved and validated by others, hoping they would see value in me because I couldn't see it. My people-pleasing strategy backfired when I failed to follow through on all the things I said yes to. There were simply not enough hours in the day to accomplish all that I had agreed to do. I would overextend myself, and then I would have to back out of things. That was such an uncomfortable thing to do. A vicious cycle had developed, and I didn't know how to stop it. I put others' needs above my own needs. I truly believed if I didn't keep a perfect house, if I didn't follow all the rules, and if I wasn't the perfect wife, my husband would toss me away. As a result, I tolerated unacceptable behavior out of fear. The enemy constantly tormented me with his lies when all I wanted was to be loved. I realize now that the enemy wanted me to kill myself, but God had another plan for my life, one that was good and filled with hope and a prosperous future, Jeremiah 29:11. He did not allow the enemy to succeed in having me take my life, even though I had taken the life of my child. God thwarted Satan's plan to destroy my body and soul. God knew that I would receive Christ as my Savior at the age of 34. He knew in 2006 I would start my abortion recovery and healing journey. He knew in 2013 I would start My Ashes to Beauty, a post-abortion and abuse recovery support group. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned around for good, Genesis 50:20. God has been watching over me all these years while protecting me from the enemy so that I could fulfill His calling on my life. I now live my life to please God and Him alone. I no longer care about what others think of me, which is a form of idolatry. I am so humbled by and grateful for God's mercy towards this poor broken woman who was dying inside. She is now alive and adopted as a child of God. Questions to take to heart. Are you or were you a people pleaser? Are you still concerned about what others think of you? What did you do to help you break this dysfunctional cycle? Please reach out if you need prayer or need to talk. My email is tony@myashestobeauty.com. You are loved, and thank you for allowing me to share.